Radio.Dominican.edu, another NC2A broadcast, courtside here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you as usual. And our special guest tonight, the commissioner of the NC2A Division II, Bob Hogue, is in the house. Mr. Hogue, it's nice to have you alongside.
I am delighted to be here. Thanks for having me. It's a big day for the PacWest. This was one of our co-PacWest games of the week.
Interesting.
That's right. Dominican against Notre Dame, Dinamure.
Yeah. Did you happen to see the earlier game, the women's game?
I did. It was an incredible finish there. Big win for the Penguins right in the final moments of the game. What an incredible finish there. Earlier today, I saw Academy of Art sweep Holy Name. So,
wow.
Yeah, quite a day.
Yeah. Stephanie Carnes wins that one for Brianna Chambers and the ladies with 14 seconds to go. Hits a big outside three ball. We're ready for the national anthem before the start of tonight's game. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, we are ready. For NC2A basketball, Penguin style from the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide as usual, streaming from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, and all across the world on the Stretch Network. We are ready for tonight's lineup under George Puau, the Notre Dame Dinamore Argonauts, who have a very similar record to the Penguins, that is in conference, both squads 1-0. Coach Puau sending out number one, Mika Dunauer, the 6'5" sophomore out of Honolulu, went to Academy of the Pacific. Number four is James Northrup, a 6-foot freshman out of Laverne, California, Bonita High School. And Jeff Hartman, a 6'3" junior out of San Diego, Monta Vista High School, went Hartman. Number 21 is Johnny Hutton, a 6'5" junior out of Ripon, California. He went to Modesto Christian. And number 40, rounding things out for Coach Puau is Wesley White, a 6'7" senior out of Los Angeles, Inglewood High School. The starters for George Puau's guys are coming out on the floor now. Coach Puau is assisted by Dan Maldonado, Sal Rodriguez, and Matt Fleming. And we will get to the starting lineup for the Penguins in just a minute. But as Bob Hogue mentioned just a few moments ago, the Penguin women got past the Lady Argonauts in a total nail-biter. The Penguins women led by 13, then it was tied. Then they led by 7, then it was tied. Then they trailed by 5, then it was tied. And the Penguins, with 14 seconds to go, Stephanie Carnes, the 5'1" senior, hit a three ball from the far left corner on that northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. And she managed to put the team up by 1 point, and that held up for the rest of the night, giving the Penguins a big victory. For the Penguins tonight, though, we are now in the men's game with Booker T. Harris in his second season, assisted by Rich Mendoza and Kurt Bond and Jeff Sickler, all in their second season. We'll be sending out number 5, Ricky Wofford, a 5'9" senior. Wofford, a returning Penguin out of Bakersfield. Miles Carrillo, the junior in his second year as a Penguin, the 6-foot junior out of T-Town. Tustin went to Foothill High School. Carrillo, the 6-footer. Devin Golson, a first-year Penguin, but a great mark with the team so far. A 6'6" junior out of Cerritos, went to Gar High. Jacob Neusat, the returning veteran. Neusat, a 6'8" senior out of Santa Rosa, went to LC Allen. And Johnny Bates, the 6'3" freshman out of Mission Viejo and a Capistrano Valley grad. We are ready for Penguin basketball, NC2A style, Division II basketball here at the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and my trusty sidekick, Commissioner Bob Hogue, alongside.
I'm delighted to be with you. It's been a big day already in the PacWest. Besides the game that you mentioned earlier with Dominican nipping Notre Dame Dinamure with an outstanding three in the final seconds, combined with a great steal on the defensive end to win by 4. Other games today, big one on the men's side, Dixie State was upset by Fresno Pacific on the road today in a nail-biter.
Wow.
82-80, Fresno Pacific knocks off the co-leaders in the PacWest, Dixie State. Also earlier today, Academy of Art defeated Holy Name 72-55 on the men's side. On the women's side, Dixie State continued its winning ways in women's basketball, up 87-64, and Holy Names lost to Academy of Art 94-89.
Wesley White tips it out against Golson and the Argonauts have the ball. Attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlin Center, and they'll have the first possession. Notre Dame's got it. Dunauer at the top of the key. He's got Golson plastered to him. Right side, Dunauer stutter steps. Oh, almost throws it away, but got back in the hands of Northrop. Nine on the shot clock. Northrop drives in seven. Left side, he's got Neusett plastered to him. He softs it in there off the window, and it's good. And a supreme play 25 seconds into the game. The Penguins will bring it up, trailing by two.
Northrop with a nice-looking leaner there off the glass.
That was a nice play. Boy, just totally off balance, managed to stick with it. Here are the Penguins now on offense. Wofford's got it. He goes outside. Now they go back to the top of the key. Miles Carrillo, three ball! Carrillo answers with a tray from way out there. 3-2, the Penguins early.
Good shot straight away, knocking it outside the three-point line. That's a great way to answer.
Northrop will bring it up. Boy, you're not kidding. Carrillo gets screened out, something fierce by Wesley White, ends up on his back, pops back up, right side, Northrop's got it. Dunauer, top of the key, a low bounce pass back inside to Johnny Hutton, who rolls it in and picks up the and one.
Essentially a pick and roll, Dunauer just with a pretty bounce pass to Johnny Hutton. He gets the banker off the glass. Boy, they use that glass really well. George Puo, the head coach of Notre Dame Data Muir, a legendary high school player in Hawaii, and then at San Jose State he played before playing some professional basketball in Japan. He has taught his kids how to use the glass.
The free throw is missed by Hutton. And Puo's been, he's been stalwart guy. He's been around forever over at Notre Dame. It doesn't even mention how many years he's been on it, but even back in the NAIA days, I remember Puo. It was my 13th season with the Penguins on the sidelines.
He was a great coach in the Cal Pack and then has been a very good coach here in the Pac West at the NCAA Division II level.
Notre Dame with a rebound after the shot by Neusett from the left wing does not go. Notre Dame's got it, driving in with 21 on the shot clock. Jeff Hartman's got it. He goes to Dunauer, top of the key. Dunauer has big-time trouble with Golston on him. He's going to have to clear things out. Northrop left wing. Miles Carrillo's plastered to him. Northrop, who just canned the big one off the window, is good, and Connor Haysbert breaks it up and steals it away. Inside of 18 minutes, fans, the Penguins trail by one, 4-3. Wofford drifts in. Wofford has it knocked away by Wesley White, the 6'7 senior, on Wofford, the 5'9er.
Well, Wofford went in there in the land of the trees, and sometimes one of the branches will reach out and knock it away, and that's exactly what happened that time.
Like Humboldt County, the home of the Sequoia Sempervirens, as he was up there, the Avenue of the Redwoods. Oh, Notre Dame on the sidelines, stolen away momentarily by Jeff Hartman, but stepped on the sideline right in front of Media Row, where Mr. Hogan, myself,
You thought you were going to be playing defense there just momentarily, didn't you?
I thought I was going to have an Argonaut in my lap. 4-3, the Penguins have the ball on the sideline. After he stepped out of bounds, that was Hartman. Wofford's got it now. They go top of the key. Neusett has it at the top. Now he whips it over to the right side, Ricky. The three ball that was made by Carrillo back outside. Wofford with a foot fake. He goes up against Northrop, almost a putback. Neusett, too much window, and finally the putback by Miles Carrillo. It goes down 5-4 to you.
Great job of offensive boards. You get the strong side rebound, the weak side putback. That's really the key to winning ways. Dominican has just been playing extremely well here in the early part of the season.
17:05 to go, fans. The Penguins by one in this big-time rivalry. Of course, Notre Dame went to the NC2A 3 years before the DUs. And now the shot on goal from very close range by White is blocked. Wofford takes it the distance, goes scissor leg, somehow comes back out of the pile with it. Boy, he lost it there for a second, Bob, but he got it back. Now the Penguins are back on offense. Golston back to the top of the key. Wofford, the point guard, is going to move it over to the left side. 5-4 the DU, 16.5 to go. Neusett, top of the key. Connor Haysbert softly in and out, taken down by White.
Good passing between the two post players from the low post to the high post. Get a good-looking shot from the free throw line. Just couldn't knock it down.
That's some Booker T. Harris for you passing style right there. Very patient. Patience is what Harris seems to teach these guys. Out to the right side now, Dunauer. Dunauer's got Golston on him. He passes it down low, and White in perfect position, drifting into the top of the key from the left elbow. It falls 7-6, although it hasn't come up on the board yet. 16:03 to go. Check it, 6-5 in favor of Notre Dame.
Great pass by Dunauer to a great-looking cut on the weak side. Good job of a play call that time by George Poole.
Yeah, I agree with that. Golston goes up and in, and he's able to take control of the middle part of the paint in the restricted area and gets it to fall. 7-6 now, DU. 15:42 to go in the first half. Oh, the Penguin men would love to get this one in the books as a sweep over Notre Dame, their arch rivals. Right side, back in the NAIA days, this was a big-time rivalry. White's got it now. He goes top of the key to Hartman. Now they get it back down low to White. 360 spinner around Connor Haysbert. Left side of the iron, no. White's down. He's slow to come up. 5-on-4. The Penguins will take it down. White's lumbering back to the other side. Golston's got it. He drifts it over to the right side. Carrillo hit that opening three. Gets it down low to Haysbert. Goes with a hook shot. No. White with a rebound. Right over the top of Haysbert, and that's not easy to do. If you remember, Bob, Haysbert lost over 40 pounds in the offseason.
It's amazing. He looks like a different young man in that body out there.
You're absolutely
giving him
right.
A lot of mobility.
You're right. He's so much faster this year, but he still has that great touch. Great save by Miles Carrillo, falling into the Penguin cheerleaders. 14:47. Golston takes it and one.
Sweet move, splitting the defense for the layup. A hanger, and also getting the foul so he gets an opportunity for a three-point play. The Penguins with a three-point lead.
Wasn't that something? 9-6, the DUs, and as you mentioned, the Penguins are playing beautifully as the Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. Mr. Hogan, I will be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the Stretch Network worldwide and on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, 9-6, 14:46 to go. Bob Hoges alongside Stuart Horn with you courtside from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Thank you.
Dominican comes in here with a record of 3-3 on the year. Notre Dame de Demure has won just once, but most importantly, it was their conference opener. So as I mentioned to both the head coaches, even though this is the second game of the PacWest season, it's a battle of undefeateds in conference play.
That's
Dominican University and Notre Dame de Demure both 1-0 in the conference. So you talked about a rivalry. We look at it from a conference standpoint. This is a huge game.
Golston's to the line after a technical was called. 10-6, he cans the first one, and the second one on its way rattles down. And there was a foul and then subsequent technical. So Golston will get two more now.
We'll have to get a ruling, but I have a feeling this, obviously it went against Notre Dame, Danny Muir, I'm assuming against the bench, probably didn't like the call, so you get the and one free throw is missed, but the technicals were good, and it's a 5-point lead at 11-6.
11-6, and the exact same thing happened in the women's game where there was a technical called after a foul, and just like you said, though at that time it was not on the bench, a long two ball from Notre Dame's right side, Johnny Hutton cans it from 18, 11-8 now. Same thing happened in the women's game. And the ruling came up, Bob, maybe you can clarify this, as the Penguins have the ball on offense. In that case, when there's a tee called subsequent to a foul in the field, why the point, and then the possession doesn't go back as the ball goes out of bounds off of the Penguins. Why the possession then wouldn't go back to the Penguins in that case? Like right here with Golston on the line.
Because that's the way the rules are written. It's a case where the rules committee came up with that one. And I know that traditionally for years past, it used to be once you got the technical, then you got possession. And they changed that. So that's the way the rules are.
All right. Hartman's got at the top of the key. Now they go into the left corner. A long three ball by Dunauer. No, the Penguins are the rebound. Neusatz got it, and he walked with it.
Yeah, the big guy got ahead of the pack there, and he just took one too many steps. Micah Dunauer is a kind of an interesting story. He's also from the Hawaiian Islands where George Puo played his basketball. Micah Dunauer played for a little tiny school where they had less than 100 students.
Wow.
And led them to the state tournament. Why do I know that? Because I used to be the coach of that school.
No kidding.
Academy of the Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii.
And were you the coach the year you went?
No, that was Micah Dunauer came a couple years later. He's actually from the Big Island of Hawaii, and he went to high school in Honolulu. So that's probably more than you want to know about Micah Dunauer,
but
it's kind of interesting. He's the leading scorer for this Notre Dame Danny Muir team at over 10 points a game.
Penguins on offense after Hutton missed a soft one from the right elbow. Golston follows it back up with a deuce off the window. George Puao calls time 13-8, 13-10. And instead of going to a timeout now here on the radio side. I'd like to ask you a couple questions, Mr. Hook. So what's going on in the main offices of the NC2A these days?
Well, you know, right now I'm more concerned about what's going on in the Pac West, because here in the Pac West, as you know, probably the big news is that Grand Canyon is leaving NCAA Division II to reclassify as Division I. That means that the Pac West will go from 14 schools next year to 13. And we will still be the largest NCAA Division II conference in the West region. So that's really big news for us. But it also means a lot of adjustments of schedules. And so we're spending a lot of time right now talking about, you know, how we're going to handle our scheduling moving forward when you go from 14 schools down to 13 schools. I got a chance to talk with your interim athletic director, Sharon Takeda, along with Josh Duty, the athletic director for Notre Dame, Danny Muir. So a good chance to meet those ADs when I'm on the road here this week.
I've always been impressed by how much time you spend here at Dominican, and I assume you spend that much time at the other 13 schools too.
I try to get, in the last week, I've been in Hawaii, Utah, Arizona, California, both northern and southern.
Wow. Wesley White with an 18-footer from the right wing. No good. Taken down by the Penguins. Golson's got it at the top of the key. Drifts over to the left side. Goes three ball on the way. A perfect angle. It rattles around and falls. 16-8.
Boy, that is just a super touch. That hit the front of the rim, the back of the rim, the front of the rim again, then the glass, and went down. That is a sweet touch.
A lot of times I'll say he missed it three times. It still fell in. 16-8. The Penguins now on defense. Long three ball off by Hartman is no good. Finally, Neusek comes down with it, and the Penguins had it for an instant, but falling on it is Dunauer. Right side, and another shot on goal missed by Wesley White. He can't get it, and it's finally stripped away by Jamal Clark, and mercifully a whistle with 12:03 to go.
You had to be incredibly impressed that time with the tenacity on the boards of the Argonauts. Wesley White must have gotten about five rebounds.
I think he had four shots on goal.
I think he had four shots that he missed. He finally was fouled. And sometimes the officials in that situation, they say, you know what, enough is enough. Let's just blow the whistle and stop this.
Yeah, slow it down. White on the way, and he rattles it home. There's another one that missed short and fell in anyway. 12:03, 16:09. White will get another one, as leaving the floor is Hartman for Notre Dame. Also, Miles Carrillo out. In tonight for the first time is Matt Hayes for the D.U.s. White back to the line.
He's a 6'7 senior, a very physical kid from Southern California in Inglewood. Second leading scorer for this Notre Dame Danny Muir team. Just under 10 points a game, and he airballed that free throw.
And the Penguin alumni game was today, Bob, and I had that live on the air. All these guys I've known for years now, and they're right behind us here in the broadcasting booth, and they really let White have it. He's throwing an air ball from the free throw line. 12:03 to go. The Penguins get it after the air ball by White from the free throw line inside of 12.
I think I recognize Ryan Wells up there, didn't he?
Mike Wells.
Mike Wells, I'm sorry, used to be the broadcaster.
That's right,
of
he
these
worked
games.
With me.
That's
right. Well, he was a 2007 freshman of the year, but he used to call volleyball with me.
That's right. Ryan Wells used to be our basketball supervisor in the Pac West.
There you go.
Mike Wells was the Dominican point guard and the sack chair, along with quite a broadcaster, as a matter of fact.
He was a
Dominican.
I had him on the pregame today because he was so good. A communications guy. Now he's the SID down at Occidental.
That's right. Southern California.
Yeah, 11:27 to go, fans. The Penguins are on defense. Wofford. Oh, Wofford steals it away one-on-one and gets it away from Eric Bell. Wofford on the way. Rattles it home. Over the top of Bell. Are you kidding, Bob? 18-9.
Terrific steal. He just took it away. A little bit of larceny there.
Yeah,
it took
was.
It in hard to the glass, off the glass with a layup, and a 9-point lead. They doubled the score. Dominican has now a Notre Dame Danny Muir.
Simon Enciso, the 5'11 junior out of San Mateo, comes in and makes his presence felt with the conversion. 18-11, 10:50 to go. Booker T. Harris didn't like that play at all.
Booker D. Harris has done a fantastic job
in
just his second year with the Penguins. Look at some of their victories already this year against Cal State Stanislaus, San Francisco State in three overtimes, 115-110.
Yeah.
What a great way for Dominican to start the season this year.
Yeah, yeah. Harris has been a real shot in the arm. And not to say that Brett Tavani was any slouch. Tavani, one of my favorites of all time, and was a great Penguin leader. But Booker T. Harris has also been great. 18-11, 10:39 to go. Bob and I are back in 30 seconds. NC2A basketball, Penguin style. 18-11, fans, 10:39 to go. And sitting courtside with me is Bob Hogue, the commissioner of the NC2A Division II. Now, are you in charge of more than the Pac West or just those 14 schools?
That's right. I'm the Pac West commissioner of NCAA Division II. So I'm the commissioner over the Pacific West Conference. I will be sitting on the management council for NCAA Division II. They're the stakeholders that make most of the decisions at the NCAA Division II level. Go back to Indianapolis a lot, but my main concern, these 14, what will soon be 13 schools in the Pac West here in Hawaii, Northern and Southern California, Arizona, and Utah. We call ourselves the most beautiful destination conference in the entire NCAA.
Call. I like that. 10:39 to go, fans. We're back underway. Notre Dame's got it on the long end. Not much pressure in the backcourt by the mighty Penguins. Eric Bell brings it up the point guard. Bell has got Hayes plastered to him. He goes over to the left side now. Hayes goes with him. Hayes, Jamal Clark, right side. They're not letting him in. Dunauer, 18 on the shot clock. Clark working a great angle. Takes the pick. Goes up against Connor Haysburg. Nothing doing. Hayes with a rebound. Got a big hops out of Hayes, who's only a 6'2", but he was up there around 9 feet. Here's Wofford. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans. 18-11, the Penguins in control. Two fouls committed by the DUs. Only one committed by the Argonauts.
Dominican shooting over 50% in the early going, and there's another bucket for him. 8 of 14 shooting. That's very impressive.
Connor Haysbert with a very soft jumper. Good hands on the big fella. 20-11 as Haysbert dumps it in off the window from the right side of the baseline. Eric Bell, the 5'11 senior out of L.A., went to El Camino Real, right side. They get it over to Dunauer, who was pushed. You're talking about Grand Canyon. Of course, Killian Larson left Dominican a couple years ago with a promise of coming back after he had sat out a year as required by the rules. But now that Grand Canyon goes, will Killian be back this year? When is Grand Canyon going, I guess, is the question.
Grand Canyon is going Division I next year. They're going to go through what's called a reclassification process. I saw him play earlier this week for Grand Canyon. So he's at Grand Canyon now.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously was a great player at Dominican, now playing at Grand Canyon.
Yeah, our leading scorer, in fact, when he left, year before last, a nice layup left side by Bell. Gets over the top of everybody, 20-13, 9:20 to go in the first half. Clark's got it now as he takes it top of the key between the circles, goes left side. Over to the right now, they just work it back. KJ Lug moves it back over to Wofford. Wofford, dribble drive. Wofford back outside. Clark, three ball. No, it's a long deuce, and it's good. From the corner, 9:04 to go, 22-13. The DU's maintaining a nice, very controlled rhythm as Hightower's come in and works against Bell nicely, or works with Bell, I should say, who almost gave it away. Bell's got Wofford plastered to him, not even looking at him. Wofford staring him right in the eyes, 18 on the shot clock. Bell gets tripped
A 5-second call was called. Wofford almost stole it away and then eventually stayed close enough to pick up a 5-second call. So that's another turnover charge to Notre Dame Denimier. Dominican continues to play extremely well on both ends of the court. They have a 9-point lead. They're hitting over 57% of their shots. So everything going the Penguins' way, and they lead 22-13 with 8:30 to go.
Here we go, fans. Wofford left side. They dump it off to Chris Schwartz Edmondson, the new tremendous freshman. Highest scorer in California last year's high school ball, Edmondson. Now playing right here at Dominican. Outside, Schwartz Edmondson on the way, in and out from the right wing. Gets back in, tries to get his own rebound. Ends up in a scrum, and it goes into the front row of the grandstand. Penguin ball.
Well, I tell you what, Edmondson, you talked about him, a 6'3 freshman. You know, he looks like a fresh-faced freshman, doesn't he, right now? I don't even know if he shaves yet.
Yeah.
But he is not afraid. And that's, you know, when you're a freshman sometimes, you're a little bit anxious when you get out there. He's not afraid at all.
Inbounds to Edmondson. They get it back over to Wofford. Left side. Clark goes three ball from the top of the key. No. Oh, he had 1 foot in anyway, but it was deep. 22-13. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Argonaut ball with 8:04 to go. No, he's not afraid of anything. I'll tell you what, the preseason, all of the games that the Penguins have played so far, Edmondson has been nails. Absolutely brilliant down low.
In fact, he
got a start in one of these games, 7:55 to go.
He's from the Sacramento area, played at Waldorf Academy, and obviously is a young man who is going to have a bright future for the Penguins.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A lot of people talking about Edmiston around campus. Edmiston comes up with a rebound after the scrum on the floor. Wofford goes behind the back. Some great ball control. Schwartz Edmiston gets it over to the left side. Thinking about the three ball. No, it's stripped away out of the hands of Logue. The Penguins on defense now. Here's the no look. Back the other way by Encisco.
And he stepped on the end line. Four on one break. They overpassed. And when they passed back and then the ball tipped down low, the fourth man actually was on the end line. And so that's why the ball has turned over now to the Penguins with 7:28 to go here in the first half. Just everything going Dominican's way. They're shooting the ball well. They're playing great pressure defense. They're coming up with the big boards. They look good in the early part of this ball game.
Yeah, I would say so too. And no miracles yet. They just look solid as opposed to heaving some stuff up. Everything, you said everything's going the Penguins' way. Well, in actuality, I want to just say something about that. Yes, it seems like they're just well coached. It looks like they've gone through their routines. They've been working hard, and that's what this looks like, as opposed to some luck shots here and there. Haven't seen any luck shots. Everything they've put down has been solid.
Well, Booker D. Harris has just done a phenomenal job. What a find he was from Terry Toomey, the former athletic director here at Dominican University. Saw Terry before the game.
Yeah, I saw him too.
He's here. He's now the University of California at Davis athletic director. A chance to kind of share old memories. Terry doing a great job up at Division I. Sharon Takeda now as the interim AD doing a terrific job.
Yeah,
Terry,
she's a good lady.
Leaving his legacy. You and I got a chance to talk about the great soccer and lacrosse field that they've got out here now in San Rafael. And,
yep.
And Dominican is just growing leaps and bounds. Last year I was here for the PacWest Women's Tennis Championships that you hosted. It's just always a delight to come here to San Rafael. Great community support here and in Marin County. Boy, it's a wonderful, wonderful university, and you've had some great success, especially with the basketball program, and Booker T. Harris is one of the reasons why the Penguins have been so successful here in the past couple of years.
No doubt about it. 22-13. Bob Hogue alongside Stuart Horn with you. 7:20 to go. Edmiston's got it out on the right wing, a little too far to shoot. And now, having entered the game, is Dominique Taplin, a 6-foot sophomore out of Alameda. Taplin, just one of those guys you want on your squad. Very level-headed guy and a fine shooter. Taplin working the point with Wofford right now. Left side. Back down low. Oh, getting wrapped up is Golston, and he is fouled by Dunauer. At least he was rejected by Dunauer.
No, I don't think they called a foul, whistle, but it was a great block by the Notre Dame Danny Muir defense down there.
You're absolutely right. Wofford brings it in. They get it to Golston. Heaving it to the top. Dominic, 5 on the shot clock. It didn't reset. Over to the right. Wofford's got 2. He's got to shoot it on the way. Hits the rim. It resets, but no pat on the top of the head. They do give it back to Notre Dame.
That was a really long shot by Ricky Wofford. I think it might have been about a 28-footer,
yeah,
and it almost bounced in.
He had no choice, though, with the shot clock as it was. Oh, and an easy off-balance runner, and a beautiful one at that by Eric Bell. Bell flies in amid heavy traffic and converts. 22-17 the DU's, 6.5 in the first. Wofford again now with a fresh shot clock. Edmiston, top of the key to Taplin. Looks over to the left side, bullet pass. Back over to Ricky, right side Chris. Drives in, thinks about it, backs out against Dunauer. Top of the key, 18 on the shot clock. Ricky now again, no look. Oh, he had Connor Haysbert on the left elbow. Takes it, 3-ball, Ricky on the way. Oh, Wofford!
Big, big three by Ricky Wofford out of Bakersfield. Little guy out there at 5'9", he's lighting it up.
Soft runner by Dunauer and a lot of traffic. And Dunauer will go to the line. He got nothing as Jacob Neusek gets ready to re-enter the game with 6:01 to go, 25-15. The DU's by 10. Penguin fans don't like the call, but there's no question about it. Dunauer ended up slamming into a couple of Penguins, neither of whom had come set. Dunauer to the line. Wide open stance. Dunauer the right-hander on the way. Backspin, no. Missed it long and left as Neusek comes in place of Connor Haysbert.
25-15, when you have a battle like this between two arch rivals, two teams that have won their opener in the conference, to actually extend your lead to 10 points in the first half is impressive, and Dunauer just missed both free throw attempts.
Yeah, neither one was close. The first one he missed deep and left, and the second was short and right. 5:53 to go. You know, the Penguin women in the first half, Bob, were up by 13, and then they ended up squeaking that thing out with 14 seconds to go.
Shows you the ebb and flow of basketball.
You're not kidding.
Anything can happen.
Taplin.
A game of runs.
Taplin, 5:40 to go. Penguins up by 10 right now. Schwartz Edmiston way out on the left wing. Too far to go with 9 on the shot. Ricky's got it. He takes the screen from Neusett. 3 ball on the way. In and out. And it's ripped down by Wesley White. White had a big first quarter as Enciso comes up, heaves it across the court to Dunauer, who walks with it.
Dunauer shuffle his feet. That's the most commonly called traveling call when a player will get it, shuffle their feet before they try a crossover dribble.
It's interesting as Taplin's got it after Wofford brings it up. Edmiston, who's only had the one shot on goal so far, sits outside of the perimeter. Wofford again. Back to Edmiston at the top of the key. Now they're just moving it around with 17 on the shot. Taplin setting up the play to Neusett, who throws it into media row. Intended for Wofford, but Wofford was breaking to the right.
And you were open. I don't really understand why the pass couldn't have been about 3 or 4 feet.
I was wide
more
open.
Up the line. You were wide open, would have taken a long three.
I'd had a clean look.
That's right. It would have gone, too.
5:01.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Eric Bell brings it up. I'd had to come out of my crouch, though. You know, I don't even like to do that at this point. And Ciso's got it. He goes down low to White. White up against Golson. Too easy. Oh, he missed it from close range. Neusett with a rebound. Oh, brother. That was an unbelievable miss by White. From such close range, he had beaten Neusett to the bucket and still couldn't get it to go. Chris has got it as the coach calls out play 41. Golson's got it now left wing. Now Wofford with 19. Wofford has the open man, Dominique Talpin. Right side off the baseline. Not enough window. Short, White with a rebound. 4:19 to go. Penguins by 10, still a scoring drought. Bell brings it up. Bell backs back out and resets. He's stuck in the corner. 23 on the short on the shot clock as Bell's got it. Top of the key. And Ciso, right side. Over to White on the way, and this one falls.
Good ball movement that time by Notre Dame Danny Muir. And they need it to get this game down into single digits. Dominican has really dominated for most of the first half.
25-17, Notre Dame Dana Moore out of Atherton, of course. Not too far from Stanford, just a couple miles north. Up here in the Conlon Center in San Rafael at Dominican University of California. Chris Schwartz Edmiston drives, foot fake, goes baseline to Neusett. Up off the glass, and Neusett went up, left his feet. Puau comes out on the court to yell at the referee with the Bob, somehow the referees don't tend to listen when coaches yell at them.
That's right. They tend to tune them out.
Yes.
I think you'd go crazy if you listen to every single time they yelled at you.
And all the coaches try, but it really doesn't work too well. 3:35 to go when Bob and I come back, 25-17. As we have a media timeout, you're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. .335 to go, fans, 25-17. Commissioner Bob Hogue in the house. First time ever on Penguin Radio, not the last time, I guarantee that.
Well, I am really enjoying myself. I want to give kudos to the officials tonight from the Pac West. Horace Shields, Sam Haddad, and Ryan Perillo. Horace Shields was the pick from the West region to be an official in the NCAA championships 2 years ago. So that was really kudos to the Pac West officials to get someone to go all the way to the NCAA championships.
It's a great
one
honor.
One of the best ones around, Horace Shields, along with veteran Sam Haddad and Ryan Perillo. So a hard-working officiating crew, and now they're resetting the clock to make sure that everything is correct. 3:33 left to play here in the first half, and Dominican up 25-17.
An 8-point advantage for the DUs, getting late in the first half, as Bob mentioned. Bell brings it up right side. Enciso's got it. He wants to help get some help from White, but he can't. Left side, Dunauer on the way. Yes, Dunauer from the left elbow with a very smooth cam job, a high majestic arc, and it fell straight through beautifully, 25-19.
That's the reason why he's leading the Argonauts in scoring at 10 points a ball game. I think he had one game when he hit for 24 or 25 earlier this season, and you can see why. Really nice shooting touch. However, that's his first basket of the night.
2:55 to go as Wofford brings it up, 25-19, and now it's stolen back away by Bell. Bell
is flanked very closely. Oh, and Bell gives it up. Schwartz Edmondson falls on the floor. It's a loose ball. Everybody's on it. Stolen out way by Dunauer, who strips it back, and Ciso backs back out, back to Bell. 2:37. Notre Dame's going to get it as the shot clock resets. Wofford's on him. Wofford gets screened out by White. Now White's got it on that elbow. He's got Jacob Neuset on him. And Ciso, long three ball from the top of the key. Jacob with the rebound. Pulls it up and gives it back off to Wofford, who's got the right wrist all taped up. 2:15. Edmiston goes up. Edmiston amid heavy traffic is fouled. Hits the deck hard. I felt the stadium shake from here, Bob, but Edmiston will go to the line.
So San Andreas fault run through here?
Not far.
6-point lead for the Penguins, who've cooled off just a little bit. Remember when we were talking about them hitting 57% of their shots?
That's right.
It's now fallen under 45%. In fact, NDNU, who had been earlier shooting in the low 40s, is in the high 40s percentage-wise.
There you go.
And they've climbed back into this ball game a little bit. And you've got the youngster at the line, Schwartz Edmondson, one of those hyphenated names. My question is, as we go forward in generations, think of the announcers that have to do hyphenated names. What happens when hyphenated kids marry hyphenated kids?
Got to say them all.
I guess so.
Schwartz Edmondson knocks them both down. He's a real nice kid, too. He's one of my speech students this semester, and we just finished class yesterday. So I've had him for the last 3 months. He's a real good guy. 27-19 and a fine shooter as well. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans, the Penguins are on top. 27-19, and Ciso goes between the legs, gets it to White down low. Over to the left side now. Dunauer on the way. Another long two ball, a foot on the line, 27-21, inside of 2 minutes, and the D's are going to slow things down.
Back-to-back buckets by Dunauer to make it a 6-point ball game.
Yeah, so smooth, as you mentioned. Now he's got two. Back-to-back, and they're both his.
That's right.
Penguins now on offense with a buck and a half to go. Top of the key, thrown away, saved by Schwartz Edmiston with some good hustle, but right into the hands of Dunauer. Oh, Edmiston had come set at the top of the key after saving the backcourt potential. And the Penguins are going to get it after the charging foul is committed with 1:28 to go.
Great job of getting his feet set by, who is that, Miles Carrillo?
No, Edmiston.
Okay, Edmiston was the man who got his feet set, and Dunauer was appeared to be on his way to come and flying down the middle, and he ran over him for the offensive foul.
That really was a great draw for the freshman, Schwartz Edmiston. 1:19, the clock rolls. Penguins by six, coming down to the end of the first half. Penguins are working it outside the wheel. Hayes back over to the freshman, Edmiston. Left side, Carrillo, the sophomore. Top of the key, 12 on the shot clock. Chris drives in. Right side. Oh, and softly from the baseline on the right side. Untouched. 29-21 inside of a minute.
Courageous drive by the young freshman. Unafraid. Goes into the tall trees, double pumps, and with a sweet-looking layup for the bucket.
Wasn't that nice? No backboard, just lobbed it in there. Penguins on defense now with 40 seconds to go. Dunauer's got it. Top of the key, back over to Bell. He's got Enciso way over there to the left as he drives in now. On the elbow, down low, outside Dunauer, 20-footer in and out. Back outside, the Penguins can't get the rebounds, but the putback by White goes. 22 seconds to go. Penguins by 6, 29-23. The D's are going to get one shot off. And Booker T. Harris calls timeout. 17.9 to go in the first half. Penguins by 6. We're back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. That's right. Stuart Horn and Bob Hoag, the Division II PacWest commissioner, alongside my trusty sidekick for tonight's game. Miles Carrillo's got it on the right side. And the Penguins on offense with 9 seconds. Edmiston outside. He dumps it off to Hayes. Way out there, Carrillo four. Drives in three. Carrillo baseline two on the way. One. It falls on the buzzer. And Carrillo gets it to drop.
A fadeaway jumper falling out of bounds along the baseline at the first half buzzer. Oh, my, what a shot. And a brilliant bucket there for Dominican University at the buzzer. Talk about going into the locker room with a great feeling. The Penguins have definitely got it.
That's why Booker T. Harris took that timeout with 20 seconds to go. He wanted to set up that final play, and apparently it worked because Carrillo barely
buries the deuce from 15 feet on the baseline, falling out of bounds with no time to spare. 31-23 when we come back at the end of the first half. We'll have about a 14-minute break now, fans. For those of you watching on the Stretch Network and listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, please stay with us. Second half coming up in its entirety right here on radio.dominican.edu. A fine first half for both squads, 31-23 with just a couple of seconds until we resume play. And Bob is going to go over the halftime extravaganza in 22 and a half seconds.
Dominican leading 31-23 over Notre Dame Danny Muir. Dominican hitting 50% of its shots.
Wow.
Right now, their leading scorer, Devin Golston, with 11. Miles Carrillo has 7 points, and Ricky Wofford has 5. For Notre Dame Danny Muir, also hitting at 50%. That doesn't happen too often. Their leading scorer in the ballgame, Wesley White, who has 7 points and 7 boards. And when the clock had some problems, they're going to have to reset the clock to get this thing going right now. The shot clock is the problem at this particular juncture. But it's not too often that you have both teams at an even 50%. Dominican 12 of 24. Notre Dame Dana Muir 11 of 22.
And Dana Moore came back and got it up to 50% late in the first half. That's why there's an 8-point advantage for the Dominicans. 19-51. As you mentioned, Bob, the Dominican started off really sweet and then slowed down as the shot on goal from the right side from the DUs on the right side of the baseline, attacking that northern hoop, does not go. Neustadt had a finger on it, but taken down ultimately by James Northrup. We got the start tonight, but Northrup really didn't have too many minutes in the first half. Dunauer now right side. They're working the ball methodically with 20 on the shot clock. And now a whistle.
He stepped on the sideline.
He sure did. Northrup got the ball and then stepped out right in front of the Penguin grandstands.
The ice box.
That's right, right in front of the ice box. 19-28 to go, fans. The Penguins by 8, and the D is on offense. And Ciso is playing very close to Miles Carrillo. Some heavy defense. Yes, sir?
I got a chance to talk with the PacWest Supervisor of Officials, Dan Hooper, who is in attendance tonight, talking about this being one of the best officiating crews in the conference, officiating this big game tonight in San Rafael.
And as you mentioned, it's a game of the week.
That's right, in the PacWest.
One of the two PacWest games of the week. 19 minutes exactly, fans. Sliding on his belly again was Northrup as he went after the loose ball. 31-23. A couple of shots here by Notre Dame, but nothing can fall as Wofford's going to bring it in. Now, the D's are attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center, having switched at halftime, as is always the case. Carrillo goes down low. They get it to the baseline. A soft two ball is laid in there by Connor Haysbert. 33-23, and the D's by 10, 18-45. It goes up on the board. And Enciso now again on the left wing. He drives in, bashes into Jake Neustadt, can't get it to fall, follows it up with a rebound, White.
And he's going to get fouled, and White is just, he is just a man incensed underneath the bucket. He just wants the board so badly.
Yeah.
He's got 8 rebounds, and I think that actually might be low, because we saw one time when I think he got about 4 on 1 sequence. It seems like he's always getting the boards. Really a strong young man. And the leading scorer for Notre Dame, Danny Muir, tonight, he's got it back into single digits by hitting that first free throw.
Nice backspin, very softly with a majestic arc, and it falls for White. 33-24 now, 18-35 to go. And you're right. There have been several series, where he's had more than one rebound in the series alone.
Yeah, sometimes it's about desire when it comes to rebounding. He missed that free throw, and he was desirous of hitting both of them.
Yes, he was desirous of it. 29 on the shot clock as the DU's transition to the other end. 18 and a half to go, fans. Carrillo now top of the key, and Ciso's plastered to him. Golston off to his right. Now to the top of the key, back over to Golston with 15 and a whistle. He walked with it. There's that stutter step, the little crow hop you mentioned. Accept the pass, and before you get the feet set, before you get the crossover in order, then the little shuttle move and the whistle.
Yeah, that's the most commonly called. It's almost as if all officials across America have gone to the same camp because they all call that traveling call.
Well, I bet they see it a lot. Here's White. He goes up. Nothing in his hands as he goes up with the phantom ball.
That's because he was hit with across both wrists, I believe.
Yeah, Golston.
He'll be going to the free throw line to shoot a couple. So White is right back there. You can tell that George Puo, who believes in going inside if you can, he recognizes that White's a tremendous presence, and so their idea is to get him the ball. He's got to hit some free throws, however.
Yeah.
He's just missed his last two.
That's right. He's been desirous of the free throws and has missed the last two of them. 1-for-3 in his last three attempts, and here in the second half, 18:03 to go. White back on the line. Toes it with his right foot, and this one is nothing but swish. 33-25.
Coaches will tell you the first 5 minutes of the second half, so vitally important. And ironically, the deficit is still the same. 8-point spread between the two teams, same as it was at halftime.
Carrillo's got it. He gets it over to Neusett, and he heaves it across to Golston, who drives in baseline. Golston goes off the glass amid heavy traffic. The putback by Connor Haysbert does not go. White with the rebound, and they get it back into the hands of Northrop. A lot of traffic down low, and the DUs couldn't score. 17.5 to go, fans, here in this one. Penguin women already came out victorious. Stuart Horn and Bob Hug with you tonight, worldwide on Penguin Radio. Down low, oh, brother, what a great spinner by Wesley White, the 6'7 senior. He took it, 360, drifted across the paint into the restricted area and pounded it home right over the top of Golston, 33-27, 17-17 to go.
That's a big-time move by White, and he is definitely the man, the force for the Argonauts here. Let's see if they continue to try to get him the basketball.
Haysbert, in two series in a row, has missed the shorty from 2 feet. And the soft drifter by Northrop doesn't go. A loose ball, he gets his own rebound. One bounce, kick back outside. Left over to Hutton, and that's good from the left side. Right on the baseline, 33-29.
Suddenly it's a 4-point game. We talked about the opening minutes of the second half, how key they are.
Six unanswered.
That's right. It's made a 10-point ball game, a 4-point ball game now, with just a little over 16:30 to go.
Penguins don't want to start pressing, but it is a 4-point game. Wofford to Golston, top of the key, kick out, no look at the last second. Too much rim, but Jake gets the rebound. Golston's going to hold it and reset Wofford. 30 on the shot clock. So all kinds of time. 16-20 overhead. Golston softly, too deep. Connor Haysbert with the rebound whistle.
I think an offensive over-the-back call. That's exactly right. It was a pushing foul on the rebound. And so, you know, just as we were saying, everything going Dominican's way in the first half and the opening moments of the second half, more everything going Notre Dame Dana Muir's way, and suddenly we've got a close ball game. It was double digits just a couple of minutes ago. Now it's down to 4, Notre Dame Dana Muir with a chance to cut it to 2 or even 1 with a 3-ball.
Penguins haven't scored in quite some time, 16:08. Dunauer brings it up. He's got trouble. Dunauer's got Wofford on him. He finally unloads it. And Ciso will reset between the circles. He drifts over to the left side. Now a low bounce pass, ill-advised. He throws it into a group of Penguins intended for Wesley White. Instead, the DUs come up with it. Wofford, no look, down low. Wofford's got it. Oh, a soft jumper over the top.
What do they call a group of Penguins?
To the veteran, Jamal Clark. That would be a gaggle, I believe, Bob.
I was thinking it was a gaggle of
penguins. No, I don't really. I really don't know.
No, it's a gaggle of geese.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, is it a we're going to have to go to I might have to go to the iPhone for this
We might have to go to Wikipedia to find out, what do you call a group of penguins?
No, you know, I know I've looked it up because you're not the first guy to ask. I should know this right off the bat, but I know you've got an iPhone on you, and we better check that. Now, do they call it a, with a timeout, 15:47, and Bob's going to the iPhone, 33:29, fans. And
Should go to a break
it's
here.
Something eccentric. No, I'm sure the fans are on the edges of their seats.
That's right. I want to know what they call
a group of penguins. And if anybody wants to hit me up right now, you can do so if you. Oh, wait a minute. Avery Jaffe is sending me a text as we speak. And let's just see. A colony. Thank you, Avery Jaffe from Ohio. Avery just
hit
us up.
Wow, how about that?
That
was
is quick.
Big time.
A colony of penguins. Good job, Avery Jaffe.
That's
really
faster than my hands can go here on the little iPhone.
Really impressing.
Well, ironically here, do you know that we have groups of turkeys, crows, cats, ravens, baboons, but I haven't gotten to a group of penguins
well,
yet?
Well, we also have, it could be, it's either a colony of penguins or a rookery.
Ooh.
According to Avery Jaffe, who... he's one of those guys you'd never argue those kinds of points with. 33-29 as the pass went into a rookery of penguins under the, that's easy for me to say, under the bucket, and the DUs were able to turn it around. However, the Penguins haven't scored now. 6 unanswered points Notre Dame Dana Moore has put up with 15:47 to go. The end of that
very interesting timeout. And thanks to Avery Jaffe from
Columbus. He's much faster than my iPhone that is giving me all sorts of problems right now. But we're gonna find out what the iPhone says to see if it is good as Avery Jaffe. Frequently asked questions. There is no official name for a group of penguins.
Uh-oh.
So says the delegates of the 4th International New Zealand Conference.
Well, what do they know? They're no Avery Jaffe. Let's
a penguins group is called a waddle. That's right.
And CISO dumps it off and Wofford steals it away. I don't know where Avery got rookery or colony. Although he had me. I believed him. Shot on goal finally.
Right.
From the right side, Logue knocks it down and finally gets the Penguins off the schneid here in the second half. 35-29, the DU's hanging on for dear life. 5 minutes into it, and the DU's finally get a little scoring to go. Johnny Hutton's got it. He goes down low to White, and White again scores the deuce, 35-31.
Oh, Penguins no, here we go.
Bob, you have an update on
Yes, I do, and he is right.
Okay, what is it?
The Penguins group in a waddle. How cute, but seriously, folks, that's really sweet. But a group of penguins is actually called a colony.
A colony.
The place where they breed is called a rookery.
Shot on goal by Enciso goes down 35-33. I think we've got it cleaned up. A colony, a rookery, and a waddle. And Bob is alongside, and we're going to keep going. 14 and a half. Believe it or not, we have basketball to talk about as well.
That's right. This game is not waddling along, that's for sure. It's a two-point ball game, and Dominican may have traveled. They did inside. This game has gotten down to a two-point ball game.
Logue walked with it under the bucket, 35-33, a two-point game, as the head penguin to my left mentioned. He's heading up the rookery here of penguins to my right.
Well, we need to create a breeding ground of penguin fans
of
and
sorts.
Listeners. That's right.
35-33. The good news here is that they're listening to us all across.
That's right. And in Ohio. That's terrific.
All across the land. I mean, in Ohio, we had an answer back in 3 seconds. So that was kind of nice. White's got it down low to tie it. He goes left side. No! And Jamal Clark comes down with a big rebound. Wofford to bring it up. He'll take it coast to coast off the glass. No. Tipped out into the Penguin cheerleaders. No. It's still alive somehow. Somebody came up with it. Dunauer ends up with it. 13-41 left side. Dunauer drives in. Now he backs out over to Enciso. He drives in right side of the baseline to tie the game. Too much window. And a referee with a whistle on his way up. Foul is committed by Wofford.
And a chance going to the free throw line now to tie this ball game up. And just a very impressive bit of adjustments has been made defensively by Notre Dame Danny Muir head coach George Puo. Dominican is frustrated, not getting the easier looks that they got in the first half. And Notre Dame Danny Muir with a chance now to tie this. Now it's a one-point game.
And CISO cans the first one, and that's a good call, Bob. At the break, obviously at halftime, the veteran George Puao took him into the locker room, exposed any weaknesses he saw in the Penguin lineup, and he's made it that much more difficult as the game is tied as Enciso cans both. 13-30, it was a 10-point game earlier in the first half. Wofford comes across the middle. It's been all NDNU here in the second half. Wofford pitches it off. Left side goes three ball from the corner, and Matt Hayes buries the 19-9.
And that's his first bucket of the ball game. Couldn't have come at a better time.
Not kidding.
A three ball from the corner. First 3 points of the ball game, and now a three-point advantage with 13 minutes to go.
38-35. Hayes wants to get some minutes. That's how you do it. You come in and you can something important. Inside of 13 minutes, fans. The Penguins by three. And CISO, who just tied it from the line, got it. They go left side. Dunauer, three ball on the way. Missed it way left. And Jamal Clark comes down with a rebound. 12:45 to go. Wofford brings it. Against Dunauer. Wofford has no chance against him. Left side. Oh, I lied. He went right over the top of Dunauer. Wofford at 5'9". Dunauer at 6'5", and he took it to him right over the top, 40-35.
He said, what 8-inch differential.
What a tremendous move that was from Wofford. Wofford has big hops, in case anybody didn't believe me. That last play was an indication. Dunauer with a quick pass to White in the paint. White with a turnaround gets the whistle.
Great passing by the Argonauts that right time. Going outside in, getting the ball to the big man White. We've said he's kind of lived at the free throw line early part of this first half. Was a key reason for the Argonauts surge here until Dominican hit those last two shots to go up by five. White now going to the line again. Interestingly enough, I see that Dominican is 6 fouls in the second half. None have been called against Notre Dame Danny Muir. That's
seems
kind
like,
of interesting.
Yeah, the Penguins might be just pushing a little hard as White cans this one, but White was only 50% going into this opportunity at the line, 40-36, and the DU's bring a couple guys out. We'll have the changes for you as Neustadt has come in with Schwartz Edmiston.
White has got 10 points in the ball game now, 7 in the first half, and he's hit some free throws here in the second half, so he's into double digits.
He makes them both here. So White's now 5-for-7 on the night from the stride. 12:18 to go. The clock rolls. Miles Carrillo brings it up. He's against Eric Bell. They pair up nicely. Top of the key is Neustadt working it around the outside of the wheel. Now driving in Edmiston with a kick out. Now they look it back outside to Hayes. Hayes kicks it over to the left side. Carrillo down low intended for Neustadt. Gets it back. Goes back to the top of the key. Edmiston three ball left side. A little short. And nobody can put it back as White gets the rebound. 11:53 to go. A three-point ball game.
I think White's got a double-double now. That was his 10th board.
Bell brings it up. And White will retreat to the low post. He sets up the screen now for Bell. Now back over to White. Bullet pass down low. White's got room. White's got Neustadt under the bucket. Blocked! No whistle. Back up with it and a whistle on Marcus Hightower. Hightower, the 6'7 senior, went to Skyline College, a transfer from Oakland. 40-37 and a timeout is called with 11:29 to go. A three-point ball game. When we come back, the free throws after Edmiston's foul. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. You have some scores for us, sir?
Well, I just wanted to pass on the Division II Women's Volleyball National Championship match tonight. You'll know that BYU Hawaii, the PacWest champion, was knocked out in the semifinals by 5-time defending champion Concordia of Minnesota. Get these scores tonight. Concordia played Tampa, Florida for the championship. May have been the closest volleyball match in history. 27-29. 17-25, 25-23, 25-23, 16-14.
Wow.
Concordia comes back to beat Tampa in 3-2.
Incredible.
Okay, in 5 sets to win their 6th consecutive NCAA Division II championship. What an incredible match
wow.
that must have been.
This is the only match I'd rather see than that. That would have been a good one to see, but
That's
I'd rather
right.
be here. As Hightower makes them both. Here's the turnaround from Clark. He goes from the right side, gets a lot of window, but also draws the foul.
So we got a one-point ball game here.
40-39.
That's right. It was a 10-point ball game early in the second half. Dominican in lead.
Oh.
And we have a technical foul, I believe, called against the assistant coach at Notre Dame, Danny Muir.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's
right.
The second technical against Notre Dame tonight.
That's right.
The first one against the bench and this one against specifically the assistant coach. He was rung up, and Edmiston will go to the line as a result.
And this comes with a one point lead for Dominican and a chance to extend that lead with 11-12 left to play. So George Puo, the head coach of Notre Dame, Danny Muir, kind of an incredulous look there, wanting an explanation, but he won't get it. Second technical foul of the game called against Dominican's bench, one against the bench and the other against the assistant coach, and he hits both free throws.
Edmiston knocks down both, and the Penguins should get the possession. No, it came at the end of a play. Now,
that's
Bob,
right.
Just to correct you, you just said that was a second technical against Dominican's bench, but
I'm
you
sorry,
meant the Argonauts.
I meant Notre Dame Danny Muir.
There you go.
Thank you for the catch.
All right. I don't remember Coach Harris having a tee on his side, maybe one all of last season. Perhaps, as Jamal Clark goes to the line now.
Well, he's pretty laid back. He does a much better job standing in front of you when
yeah.
you're doing the play-by-play than he does yelling at an official.
You know, I haven't talked to him about it, but I've thought about it. Actually, Coach and I are on very, very cool terms, but I haven't gotten around to that yet.
But you have a very good bird's-eye view of the back of his jacket, which is very impressive. He has a nice-looking
It is a nice sport coat, and when that comes off, you know the game is intense. 44-39 as Edmiston nails both on the tee, followed by Jamal Clark hits both on the foul, and that's a free 4 points, free 4 of them for nothing as Edmiston had a finger on it, but Notre Dame's got it with a nice head fake. Driving in from the right side is Jeff Hartman. Hartman over to the right side, a long three ball is short. Clark got a hand on it, and they give the ball back to the DUs after Wesley White looked over to the coach as if to say, okay, that call was against us and that was not a fair call. But as you mentioned, Bob, this is the best officiating crew in the conference. They're not going to do anything silly, 44-39, right. A five-point game.
These officials have been to the NCAA tournament many, many times. So it's a five-point ball game.
Edmondson three ball, very deep from the right wing. He's got a zero in on those. The freshman now stolen by Miles Carrillo. He's going to go against White. No look left side against Jake. Yes, Neusett rolls it in from the left side. So that's the steal, what the D's needed.
That's right, a steal and a two-on-one break. They score over White. Now a seven-point advantage. Moments ago it was tied. Now it's a seven-point Penguin lead.
10 minutes to go, fans, exactly. Three-quarters of it in the books. Outside, Marcus Hightower converts right over the top of Ricky Wofford. Hightower at 6'7", Wofford at 5'9". Now it's a five-point game. We're inside of 10. Wofford brings it up left side. Top of the key now. At the point is Jamal. He drives in. No screen. He bounces around, gets hammered, gets his own ball back. Kicks out. Miles Carrillo with a head fake. He drives in. Kick over to Ricky on the right wing. Thinks about it. Oh, he wants to go three. Goes between the legs. 9:30 to go. Fans, 12 on the shot. He drives in. Right side. Ricky, left-handed, no. Now he gets his own rebound. Dumps it off very deep in an air ball, but Jamal Clark comes down with it. A reset on the shot clock. Turned it over at 30. Ricky's got it. They're going to reset the whole mess as Booker T. Harris came up and just said, slow it down. Coming up on 9 minutes, a five-point game, Penguins. Penguin women won in a nail-biter earlier. Here's a soft jumper from Clark, deep from the right side, finally taken down by Enciso. Check it by Bell. He takes it the distance, kick over the last right side at the last second to Steven Plattenberg. Plattenberg, a 6'3 junior out of Camarillo High School. And they dump it off down low to White, who again converts from the left side. And that White is tough. 8:40 to go, fans. 46-43. Puel clapping the hands together, encouraging his guys.
Two inside buckets there by Notre Dame Didymure, making it a three-point ball game. So we're getting it down to nail-biting time.
Yeah, no kidding. Wofford goes over the top to Clark. Clark gets hammered and picks up a whistle.
And got the bucket.
Yeah, he got it to fall and one. 8:23, and Jamal from the line has been pretty good tonight. And he'll get a chance to try it here. 2 for 2 from the line, 8:23 to go, fans. Penguins by 5 as they get ready to bring Hayes back in. Jamal goes to the line and makes it a three-point play. That's good work there by the veteran Golston back in there in place of Jamal Clark.
So a six-point advantage now for the Penguins. 49-43 with 8:15 left to play in the ballgame.
They came out in the second half looking funky. Puau's guys were looking really solid, and the D's have managed to get it back together with a six-point lead. Ho, call it three as the right wing man, Plattenberg, hits from way out there at 22.
He planted that one. Boy, I tell you what, he got his feet set, and it was a high arching three, nothing but twine.
Yeah, that was a good swish. Hayes with the runner. Hayes off the glass, answers with two, 51-46.
Pretty looking shot. Five-point advantage now for Dominican.
Inside of 8 minutes, fans, outside with a head fake. Good move by Hartman. Hartman takes it to White. Last second, good for two. White from close range is as good as they get. It's a three-point game, 7.5. 51-48, Ricky brings it up. Golston, the first-year man with the D's. Golston drives in, takes it himself. Off the window, left side, good.
Real good offensive basketball for the last minute or so. Boy. Both teams trading buckets, and now a five-point DU lead.
Golston, like he studied geometry on that last play. Such a beautiful bank shot, and then the rejection by Connor Haysbert, but it's met by one of the NDNUs who has the loose ball. That's Plattenberg, who got it. Back into the hands of Bell at the top of the key. 53-48, fans, coming up 7 minutes exactly. Puau cups the hands over the mouth and calls out the play. Bell drives in. He kicks out at the last second. Plattenberg three again.
Huge baseline jumper. Just a great kick out to the baseline. Plattenberg has now planted back-to-back threes, makes it a two-point ball game, 53-51, and Booker T. Harris calls a timeout to talk it over with his assistant coaching staff. There's 6:53 left.
I wonder if he's saying, what are we going to do with this Plattenberg? He's not been on the floor all night. He comes in and knocks down two very solid threes, one from the right side at 24, this one at 22 out on the left.
And the reason why that's happening is because of the penetration that they're putting together. Eric Bell doing a great job of penetrating. Plattenberg is doing a great job of just finding the open spot in the offense. One time it was on the wing. The other time it was on the opposite baseline. So when you've got everybody converging on the little guy going in, and especially when you've got White in there, who's done a great job inside,
gotta keep
that
an eye on
opens
him.
Up the outside pass. So the kick-out pass to Plattenberg, and what you got to do there when you get that shot, you knock it down. The guy comes off the bench. Can't get any bigger shots than that. Suddenly we've got a two-point ball game again.
Two in a row, just as the Penguins were getting their momentum back with 6:53 to go, 53-51. Plattenberg's really the guy as the end of the timeout is coming. Bob and I are going to stay right here. But Bell set that play up so beautifully. As you mentioned, he penetrated, he drove into the paint. He started to turn right from the left elbow back toward the middle of the key and then kicked it out into the corner over there to Plattenberg, who nailed another big three, two in a row.
Now, here's kind of an interesting, you know, you've got a guy that just hits back-to-back threes in the timeout. They took him out of the ballgame.
Yeah, well.
There you go.
Maybe to keep him rested. I'm not sure what. He didn't play the first half.
And we have another problem, I believe, yes, with the shot clock. And we're going to try to fix that. So I told you, you know, this officiating crew, they're on top of it.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're not going to take any guff. That's why there's been a couple of technical fouls that have been called. A couple of times they've stopped play to make sure that the shot clock is running right.
Now the clock runs and the shot clock, I'm happy to report. Golston's got it. Penguins have the ball, 6:42 to go. It's a two-point game, as Bob mentioned. Seven fouls, though, committed by the Penguins here in the second half, while only three committed by the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. Here we go. Hayes has got it. He drives in. Kick out over to Golston. He drives back in. Penetration. Golston has it blocked away by Marcus Hightower. Takes it. Sends him flying. And passes it off to Bell on the subsequent return to the other end of the court. Notre Dame attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center, moving to the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. 6:10 to go. Stuart Horn and Bob Hogue with you along courtside. Dunauer's got it as he drifts back to the top of the key. 12 on the shot clock. Eric Bell, nobody's paying attention. 8. Now the bench wakes up. Dunauer with 4 on the shot clock. An air ball as Hayes gets the rebound. Shot clock resets over to Schwartz Edmiston with a good foot fake. He goes back to Hayes, top of the key. Now they're just playing some catch outside of the wheel, trying to work it around, trying to find an opening. Where's a loose spot? Where's the seam? 18. Ricky's got it. 17. Ricky goes between the legs. Haysbert sets up the pick. Now outside. Back over to Golston. 10. Top of the key, Hayes. Goes for, three ball, a dead ball against the tongue behind the back iron. Doesn't go anywhere. Stops dead, and Bell with a rebound. Shot clock resets, coming up on 5 minutes, fans. It's a two-point ball game, and the Penguins are eking ever closer to the double bonus. Driving in is Johnny Hutton. He sends, let me see who that was. It looks like he sent Matt Hayes to the floor, and he did. And somebody's got to run out and sop up all the sweat.
Foul's going to go against Hayes. You know, Hayes was trying to get himself planted in there, didn't quite get his feet set, so he wasn't able to draw the charge. We're going to get another timeout here with 5:09 left to play, and Notre Dame, Dana Muir, trying to get back into this ball game. They tied it at one point here in the second half. They're down by two, and they're going to the free throw line. Remember the disparity in the number of fouls? 8 have been called here on the home team. Dominican, only 3 have been called on Notre Dame Dana Muir. Why that's huge is it means that the Argonauts are going to the line now, shooting 1-1. The Penguins, fouls are going to be called on the other end, and they're not going to go to the line. That could be really key down the stretch of this one.
The last couple of minutes in the women's game put the women in the double bonus, and the next thing saw the women getting that extra shot anytime there was a foul. And once they were put in the double bonus, and that's exactly what you're talking about. 5:09 to go, fans. 53-51. The end of the timeout is coming upon us, and we are down in the final few minutes of this one, as it was with the women's game. A very similar circumstance, in fact.
Well, Dominican, of course, came back in the final seconds of that ball game. hit the huge three-pointer when they were down by two in the final seconds. I think it was, 14 seconds to go, and then made the steal and an ensuing bucket at the just what was essentially the buzzer, got the added free throw to win the game by four. We get the stats right now in a 53-51 ball game. Dominican leading by two with 5:09 to play. Leading scorer in the ball game for Dominican is Devin Golston with 13 points. Wesley White, we talked about the big game he's having for Notre Dame Danny Muir. 19 points, 13 rebounds, a double-double for Wesley White. And Johnny Hutton going to the free throw line to shoot one of the bonus, a chance to tie this game up.
At a ripping in the Central Valley. Hutton cans the first one. Majestic arc on the free throw from the 6'5 junior. Went to Modesto Christian on the way. His second is a horseshoe. Back out. And Jamal Clark comes down with it. The Penguins by one. We're coming up on 5 minutes, fans. The last 5 minutes of tonight's action. Three games today, if you count the alumni game earlier. And we've had them all broadcast right here worldwide on Penguin Radio. Haysbert's got it. Haysbert's also got trouble. He's got White plastered to him. He's going to kick out and reset 13. And having it swiped away from him is Wofford, who gets the right hand, who's got that right wrist all bandaged up. But Wofford had the right wrist kind of kinked up, and I think that hurt him a little bit. He winced in pain, 4.5 after the give back. Notre Dame's got the ball. Dunauer goes top of the key. They're going to kick it over to Bell. Bell's going to drive it back up with 15 on the shot clock. Back over to Hutton in the corner. Driving it around and some scissor legs. Very athletic move, but no, the miss by Dunauer, and the Penguins come down with it. So this is the same play 1 minute later as Clark came down with it here. The Deers by one, 53-52. Wofford's got it, and he hands it off right side. They're just going to have to throw it around as Hayes, flat-footed top of the key, Golston. They're just looking for a seam. We're inside of 4 minutes now, fans. Hayes, top of the key. Hayes has got Bell on him, looking right in his eyes. Hayes drifts over to the right wing. 6 seconds, shot. Connor, top of the key, 3 seconds. Jamal Clark's got an air ball, but the putback!
Do you believe that?
He gets his own miss of the air ball. He throws it up, follows it in, catches it on the bounce, and puts it back, 55-52. Clark with the miss and then the make, 3.5. I know what I saw. I can't believe what I just saw. He knew he missed it right off the get-go, and he ran it in and got his own. It's not a rebound. It never hit anything. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. The Penguins by three. Penguins on defense as Dunauer runs it around. He goes back out to Enciso. Simon Enciso, the 5'11 junior out of San Mateo. Here's a soft jumper right side by Hutton to tie it. No. Down with it, Connor Haysbert. We're inside of 3 minutes, fans. Booker T. Harris sat down for all of about 2.5 seconds. Now he's back up. Hayes has got it right here in front of the broadcasting area. Clark, who just scored the big two a minute ago, kick out right side. Over to Hayes, who dribbles it out of bounds. He stutter-stepped left, Bob, and fell out of bounds on the right.
Let's keep it right here with just 2:39 left to play. Okay. 55-52. You know, both teams, I mean, this is a low-scoring game. When you get a game down the stretch and you're just in the 50s, that means that every single bucket either way has to be earned. And really, a key factor in both cases has been, in some cases, either a hustle play for a rebound or the great kickout pass. The question now, I think, from Notre Dame Danny Muir is whether they might bring Plantenberg back in the ball game. Remember, he hit the back-to-back threes.
That's right.
He went out after that, and the Argos went cold. Dominican has not, obviously shot the ball much better here in the late going. Remember, both teams shot 50% in the first half. In the second half, Dominican now hitting only 39% in the second half. Notre Dame, Danny Muir, hitting 45%. Rebounding battle, very close. Dominican with 29 boards. Notre Dame with 25. Leading scorer in the ball game, we mentioned this earlier, Wesley White, 19 points, 13 rebounds.
Wow.
Devin Golston leading the way for Dominican with 13 points. Ricky Wofford's got 7. Miles Carrillo has got 7. Matt Hayes has got 7. Jamal Clark has
7.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Boy, so 7s are obviously lucky out there for this colony of Penguins, and we'll see what happens in the final 2:39 of the ballgame.
We'll see if the rookery can pull it together. Now, you got to admit, there's good distribution. A lot of sevens out there. I like that number.
Sevens are happening. Well, you know, it's really interesting. All those sevens follow the unlucky 13. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see.
Find out if it is lucky.
That's right. Whether you believe in the luck or the unluck.
234.
And whether you create your luck.
55-52. I got a feeling you create it. 228. Penguins weren't really lucky in the first half. They were just good. Dropping down to 39% shooting, though. That's not good. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. The D's by three. We're back underway. Eric Bell with a beautiful stutter step. He gets wrapped up with Hayes.
He traveled.
He certainly did.
That's right. When he tried to slice between the defense, he took an extra step as he was trying to go up strong there, and he took the extra step, and the whistle was made by the official Sam Haddad from across the way. Gives it back to Dominican here with 2:05 left.
Yeah, I think he may have high dribbled trying to get it through the fence of Penguins. Now the D's have it on the other end. Inside of 2 minutes, fans. 1:57 to be exact. Wofford's got it. Booker Harris is eating a little bit of the clock here. They're not going to shoot until they're darn well ready. Jamal Clark goes up off the glass. He drives in baseline right side and gets it to fall off the window, Bob. And one.
Jamal Clark. You remember we talked about all those players that have got seven. Clark now with nine. A chance to make it 10. None bigger than that. Drives baseline with 1:48. Goes up with the leaner double pump. Gets the harm and the bucket. Going to the line now. Can he hit it? Yes, he can. He's got 10. And Dominican leads by five.
Clark, the clutch man right now. Picks up, draws the foul, and gets the bucket.
6-point lead, 58-52. They were a little late in changing the scoreboard. 58-52 with 1:39 left. George Poole of Notre Dame Data Mirror is going to call a 30-second timeout to talk things over. Okay, with 1:39 left to play here.
Just 99 seconds left with 58-52. And just as the DUs seemed like they were losing all of their momentum, it seems like they got a little bit of it back, thanks in part, just in part, to Jamal Clark.
Well, Jamal Clark got the ball in the corner, drove baseline really strong.
Strong to the hoop.
That's right. Micah Dunauer, who was in the bottom of the zone, came up to meet him there. And in that case, Jamal Clark double pumped because he doesn't want to go up for an offensive foul, right?
Right.
Double pump, picks up the little bit of the touch, goes up strong, completes the play. Lots of times there, the offensive player will not complete the play. They'll go up soft. He went up hard, made the big shot.
Clock rolls. They get it inbounds very quickly on the short side. They get it in there to White, and he muffs it away.
Jamal Clark, I think, came away with a blocked shot.
I think you're right. Clark ended up with the ball. White had it a short right under the bucket, but Clark got a mitt, one of his big old mitts, right on the ball. No whistle, and the Penguins get the ball. Golston now drifts over to the left side from the center. Back off to Wofford. They're going to slow things down. 58-52, the Penguins by six. Ricky's got it. We're coming up on 1 minute, fans. 1 minute. 1:05 exactly. Oh, and Wofford walked with it as he turned around, passed it back to Clark. And before Clark could shoot it off, the whistles were blowing everywhere. 58-52, 1:04 to go.
Traveling ball was called.
It certainly was. Bell's got it. He brings it up across the insignia, drifts over to the right. It's a 6-point game. Driving in hard is Dunauer and a whistle as the bucket goes. 55 and a half seconds to go. Bucket counts. Foul is called against Ricky Wofford.
And a great drive that time by the sophomore, Micah Dunauer, who just was determined driving in from the 3-point line, went up hard, got the foul, got the bucket to complete off the glass, and he can make it back to a 3-point game if he completes the 3-point play.
Wasn't that supremely beautiful? 55.6 seconds, Dunauer on the way, and yes, he does complete the 3-point play. Now the clock will not begin to roll until the inbounds ball is touched by the first player, and it is in the backcourt, immediately fouled.
No, we got a timeout.
Oh, we have a timeout before.
That's right. Booker T is going to take the timeout, a 30-second timeout with a 58-55 score. So, you know, I tell you what, it's kind of interesting. You see a lot of 50s up there on the scoreboard. 58-55, Dominican leading it. 54.6 left to play in the ball game. Probably the biggest difference up there on the scoreboard is that There are 9 team fouls that are being called so far against Dominican here in the second half, just 4 against Notre Dame Danny Muir. That means that Notre Dame Danny Muir has got, you know, in a case late in the ball game, you kind of want to make the foul to get the other team to the free throw line. They got to really actually commit a couple of fouls to get them into the bonus.
That's right. The
other end, Dominican doesn't want a foul because the next situation puts Notre Dame Danny Muir in a double bonus.
You're absolutely right, a 3-point game. Now, 1.5 seconds did roll off, even though there was a whistle prior to the play. The clock did run, and they never fixed it. So here we go, 54.6 seconds. It was 55-9 before that play started. See if it comes down to 1 second. Wofford's got it. The Penguins bring it to the other end. They're going to want to swallow a little bit of the clock. 24 on the shot clock. Now Carrillo just stands on the insignia. He doesn't even dribble the ball. 38 seconds, Carrillo's got it, 17 overhead. Miles out on the left wing, takes the screen. 3 ball on the way. Carrillo short, taken down by Clark, and they give it back to Notre Dame?
Yeah, they call an over-the-back call.
He came too hard.
Against Jamal Clark.
Yep.
He was on the outside rebounding position. He thought he had leapt over and up to get the rebound.
Clark.
That was not the case. Now remember, this is big. This is what we just talked about moments ago. Because that was a rebounding foul, it sends Notre Dame Danny Muir with no time left, you know, switching in the clock in a double bonus situation. So they send Jeff Hartman to the free throw line and he misses the first one. But with 30.5 seconds to go, they're shooting the double bonus because it was a rebounding foul.
Let me ask you this, though. Don't you think it's a disadvantage to George Puau because they didn't have the opportunity to fire the 3? The best they could do is pick up 2 there, and he makes a second one. Now the Penguins will have the ball, 30.5 seconds. Into the backcourt, they get it up. Hayes has got it, 27 seconds. It's a 2-point game. Whistles now. Hayes will go to the line. And the foul is committed by Jeff Hartman.
And now remember, Notre Dame Danny Muir, in order to get him to the line, has got to commit a couple of fouls because they've only got 5.
Right.
That's 5 now in the ballgame. There's 24.4 seconds to go. So they're going to have to commit another really quick foul. And I think George Puel has just told his team they've got to commit a really quick foul. And there it is right there.
Inbounds
White tried to go for this, going for the steal, commits the foul. There's 6. Now the next one will put Dominican at the free throw line.
23.2 seconds is only 0.5 seconds rolled off the clock. The minimum amount that can roll off is 1/3 of a second. Something has to roll off once the ball comes into play. So 23.2 to go. Golston again. He's got 5 seconds to bring it in. He gets it inbounds into the backcourt. And Carrillo's got it back there. He brings it back up. It's tipped. Oh, brother. Golston almost stepped over. 17 seconds. They bring it in down low and a whistle. And this is going to put Wofford on the line, 1-1.
That's right. Notre Dame Danny Muir players actually fell down in the backcourt trying to commit a foul down there.
Right.
Both of them went flying, so it was a 5-on-3. Dominican actually looked like they might attack the basket. Instead, now we're going to have a player going to the free throw line, and Ricky Wofford shooting 1 and the bonus. It's been a long time coming for Dominican to get into the bonus situation, and before he can shoot a free throw, we've got a timeout here with 15-3. You know, some coaches will try to freeze the player to make him think about it. Most of these players have been in this situation many a time, so it's difficult. However, I don't care how many times you've been there, you're going to have
pressure.
It's pressure, it's anxiety. With a 2-point ball game, you're standing there knowing full well, if I can hit one of these free throws, you know, the best they can do is come back and tie. If I can hit them both, I make it a 2-possession game.
And with 15.3 seconds to go, 2-possession at this point is a much more comfortable place to be than just a single possession at 58-56. So Wofford's going to have a chance to put the Penguins up by 4, best case scenario. Worst case scenario, he misses the first one, and the ball's live.
That's exactly right. That's the worst thing that could happen if you're a Penguin fan.
Right.
Is that he misses the front end of the bonus, and Notre Dame Danny Muir gets a chance to come down and shoot a 3 to potentially win the ball game.
That's
Ricky
right.
Ricky Wofford, you know, this doesn't happen usually with a point guard. He'll get to the free throw line a bunch of times. First time in the ball game.
That's amazing.
He's been to the free throw line here tonight. So he's 3 of 9 shooting on the ball game from the outside, and now going to the free throw line for the first time of the ball game, up by 2 with 15.3 on the clock.
And look, George Puas brought in all of his big guys for this final 15 seconds of play. Plattenberg's back in there.
The guy who hit the two big threes, Ricky,
that's right.
On the way. He cans the first one.
Boy, it was so quiet in here, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah, the Notre Dame fans didn't let him have it. It was absolutely silent. Here we go for the second. This would make it four. On the way.
Oh, Wofford cans them both.
15 seconds. Now we're underway. 60-56. Bell's going to bring it up. No fouls for the Penguins. Now they work it over to Enciso. Back over to Bell. 8 seconds. Top of the key. What are they going to do? Plattenberg. Three ball falling away. He finally missed one. Jamal Clark with the rebound. 2 seconds. One. Carrillo's got it. Game.
Big win for Dominican there. Huge free throws down the stretch by Wofford. Took Notre Dame a while to try to shoot the three. When you're down by four, you almost need a miracle. So just two clutch free throws by Wofford with 15 seconds left to play. Huge win for the Penguins. They're undefeated in Pac West play, 2-0. Notre Dame Danny Muir drops to 1-1. And with Dixie State's loss earlier tonight, that means that Dominican is the co-leader in the league now, along with Grand Canyon. So congratulations to the Penguins in the Pac West game of the week. One of two of them here today as Dominican holds off Notre Dame Danny Muir, wins at home 60-56.
Thanks everybody for watching across the world on the Stretch Network and listening, especially those of you in Columbus, Ohio, listening on radio.dominican.edu. Our next broadcast will be 1 week from tonight as the Penguins welcome in Cal State East Bay for a non-conference affair. The next conference game here from the Conlin Center will be over a month from now as BYU Hawaii will be back in the Conlin Center on January 14th, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. We'll have it for you in its entirety, but until then, for Bob Hogan, the rest of the communications department, by the way, Bob, thank you very much for sitting
here
with
what
me.
What a lot of fun.
Hey, you were great. Well, I heard you're good, but I didn't know how good. Come on. Hey,
It was fun.
You were good, and I appreciate it, everybody. If you want to send us a note, I'll pass them along to Bob at radio@dominican.edu. If you want to send some nice wishes over the next few days, I'm sure Bob would love to hear it from you. So for everybody in the communications department, Stuart Oren signing off, saying aloha from Dominican University of California, where the commissioner has been our guest. It's been a great night. Penguins sweep them from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. Two big wins. Radio.dominican.edu.